From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Wednesday, April 27th. Coming up, home health aides are vital for allowing seniors and people with disabilities to live at home. But recruiting and retaining these workers is getting more challenging. We'll learn more from SideFX Public Media in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. A prisoner advocacy group is demanding answers from the Illinois Department of Corrections after Legionella bacteria was found in five facilities' water supplies in March, but the state reported only two of them. The group, Coalition to Decarcerate Illinois, delivered letters to the governor's office in Chicago yesterday, demanding the state immediately remedy the problem. April Ryan, whose son is in Pontiac prison, says a lack of safe water is unconscionable.
Health care is a human right. If you say you're going to take care of them and you get all this money for them, take care of them.
The group also wants IDOC to release inmates who are in immediate danger. Ryan says she was told the governor would respond to the letter within a month. The Department of Corrections denied a Freedom of Information Act request seeking Legionella testing data from facilities statewide, saying it's unduly burdensome. The president of the University of Illinois system is working from home after testing positive for COVID-19. In a statement from the university, Tim Killeen says he tested positive for the virus on Saturday. He says his symptoms are relatively mild. Killeen, who is 70 years old, says he's fully vaccinated and has had two booster shots. He says he'll isolate at home in the president's house in Urbana. His wife, Dr. Roberta Johnson, has tested negative for COVID-19. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention rates COVID-19 transmission as moderate in Champaign County. Teacher salaries in Illinois have not kept up with inflation, according to the National Education Association. Illinois Newsroom's Emily Hayes has more.
After adjusting for inflation, teachers are paid almost 4% less in Illinois now than they were a decade ago. That's true nationwide, according to research by the labor union, the National Education Association. Mike Sitch is a co-president of the Champaign Federation of Teachers. He says he's particularly worried about young teachers right now.
Those individuals usually experience a little bit more pain from inflation than those who maybe have locked in interest rates with homes and or paid off vehicles, like your older members.
NEA says teacher pay started to catch up with inflation during the national Red for Ed movement. During the uncertainty and high inflation of the COVID-19 pandemic, though, adjusted salary has sunk to its lowest level in a decade. I'm Emily Hayes, Illinois Newsroom.
The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District has reopened its breast milk depot and dispensary. The dispensary provides donated breast milk to mothers who are unable to produce their own milk. Valerie Corris is the Community Nutrition Program Coordinator of the Champaign-Urbana Public Health District. Corris says mothers need to have access to human milk when unable to produce their own.
Infant formula is really at the bottom of the list of the good things that we can be feeding babies. So it's important to have a pathway for moms that are overproducing milk to be able to donate their milk to other moms.
The Champaign-Urbana Public Health District provides new mothers access to breast pumps and counselors who provide prenatal breastfeeding education. For more information, visit centerforbreastfeeding.org. Still to come, we'll look at why it's getting more challenging to recruit and retain home health workers. That story from SideFX Public Media is coming up next on 217 Today.
Hey, this is Dana Cronin, Illinois Public Media's agriculture reporter. Agriculture coverage has been an important part of WILL through its first 100 years. And this year, I'm really excited to focus more on the widespread environmental issues in Illinois linked to the agriculture industry. With your support, I plan to keep track of your drinking water, air quality, and the resilience of your land to safeguard a healthy environment here in central Illinois.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. More seniors and people with disabilities are choosing to stay in their homes, and home health aides are vital to providing them basic assistance. They help with tasks like housekeeping, shopping, and bathing. The profession is projected to be one of the fastest growing nationally in the next decade, but SideFX Public Media's Natalie Krebs reports recruiting and retaining these workers is getting more challenging.
A lot has changed in Jonathan Miller's life in the past decade, but one thing that's remained consistent is his home. The two-bedroom ranch-style brick house in West Des Moines, Iowa, is filled with Jonathan's art, photos, puzzles, and a lot of University of Iowa gear. He's a big Hawkeyes fan.
Literally everything that you see has come after cancer, where he's collected what he wants, and And that's why this is his house.
That's Jonathan's father, Don Miller. He explained Jonathan bought the house in 2007. For 3 years, his son put a lot of work into the fixer-upper. Then, in 2010, he suffered a major stroke. He was 25. The cause was advanced testicular cancer. A year of aggressive therapy saved Jonathan's life against all odds. Don says the whole experience left his son severely brain damaged. As Jonathan chats beside him, Don explains he's legally blind and has difficulty speaking, hearing, and walking.
He can't stand without someone supporting him and guarding him and guiding him, helping him transition into a wheelchair or getting around.
For Jonathan, leaving his home has always been out of the question. Don says this loudly in front of his son, so he can hear.
John's biggest single goal has always been to get to stay in his house.
Don lowers his voice when he starts to talk about how difficult this has become recently. All of the home health agencies responsible for his son's care are understaffed. It means Don and his wife Lori are frequently rushing over to his house, often on short notice, when there's no one available. Don says they're starting to think the unthinkable.
They put us to the spot where we were and are looking at alternatives that would take him out of the home. It's the one thing that he wants.
The main reason for the shortage of home health aides comes down to money. Connie Corcoran is a home health aide who works in central Iowa for an agency run by a hospital. She loves her job.
These people are so appreciative of what you do for them. It keeps them in their home. Bottom line.
But Corcoran says it took her 2 decades to start earning $17 an hour. This is the main reason she says she sees so many aides quit.
You can drive by McDonald's and see on their sign what they're offering. And if you have been in direct care for several years and you're not even making that, that makes you feel terrible.
Stephen McCall is a data and policy analyst with PHI, a group that advocates for direct care workers. He says home health aides often don't have any career path, allowing them to move up into other related positions.
That means that their skills that they're developing over time, providing services to older adults and people with disabilities, often go unrecognized and unrewarded.
Recently, some states like Indiana, Iowa, and Minnesota have passed or proposed bills to fund more resources for home health care or increase Medicaid reimbursement rates. The Biden administration has proposed putting billions towards home health care. But Rachel Werner says she doesn't think this is even close enough to the resources needed to tackle this workforce shortage. Werner is a professor of healthcare management and economics at the University of Pennsylvania.
And it's not clear to me that the country is ready to make that commitment to invest in the long-term care infrastructure. But I think that's a big part of what it would take.
Werner says on top of this, there needs to be a shift culturally in the way society views and values the work of home health care aides. She says that will be even harder to accomplish. Natalie Krebs, Side Effects Public Media.
Side Effects Public Media is a regional reporting collaboration focused on public health. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see mostly sunny skies today with a high of 64 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Farah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Alex Degman, Reginald Hardwick, Emily Hayes, Neshmia Malik, and Natalie Krebs. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe. And we'll talk to you again tomorrow.